swiveled up.
Swiveled up.
No, I don't know, shriveled up.
Well, you hear swiveled pretty much, right?
You mean round and round?
Yeah, it also means shriveled.
Oh. Well, now we're talking about a swivel chair and a swiveled peach.
Yep, some people pronounce it swiveled. You listen, you get people come in.
I hadn't noticed it.
It's all swiveled.
If you
take one of those long lines with hooks on it, set it in the river for fish, you say you're not fishing with a rod and reel, you're fishing with a...
You're using trout line or a throw line.
Now, have you heard that called a trout line?
Maybe have, but I wonder why when you can't get nothing but cat on that kind of line hardly.
Yeah, but it's associated, trout's a fish and this is for fish, so it's a trout line.
Well, I never knew of it anything but a...
Yeah.
A trot line, if you tie it on both banks, if you tie it to one bank and use a weight, a throw line.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call it, a trot line.
But, of course, to me, a throw line was more dangerous than a rifle y'all been using.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could always just feel it going through my ear when I threw it. And just, you know, throw it out with them hooks and coming around whizzing through the air. But they're very successful people at using. But a trout line, that's something. I don't believe I've heard the term, but...
Of course, it's a bending of the pronunciation, but...
Naturally associating it with the trout fish.
Fish in general, and then the trout is a fish, so it's obviously a trout line.
Yeah.
It's like the little animal that you might use for bait, one that has claws.
Crawdad.
Yeah, you ever heard that called a crawfish?
Yeah.
Well, this comes from a French word, crevisse.
The crawfish or crawdad, I don't know what this is.
Well, it was a French word that the English borrowed, crevisse. And the English heard it as crawfish.
Uh-huh.
And from that we got the crawfish and the crawdad and these other things. But
I don't know where they picked up the crawdad on it.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it? What would you call a fancy covering for a bed?
Bedspread.
What did you call it as a boy?
Well, I suppose we've always had bedspreads. Of course, you know, they used to make all those fancy homemade quilts.
Now, were these sewn or were they tacked together?
Oh, these, you sewn, they'll take up and cut up material and make these fancy quilt tops.
Mm-hmm.
Sew them together and then of course you take the quilt top and the base and the padding and
mm-hmm.
quilt it, tack it all into one unit.
Did you have the thick ones that were just stitched here and there?
Yeah. What were those old comforters?
Uh-huh.
I can remember those.
What did you call bedding that you'd spread out on the floor to sleep on?
Pallet. You don't have as many grandkids as I do, I still haven't used.
And around here, the land is rolling. You say these are what?
You mean these rolling hills?
And then you get down south and you get to...
Get into the mountains.
Any special word for high, flat land?
Well, in this country, we call it this prairie land. Now, you go farther west, they run into plateau.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever heard the term used locally here. See, we go into this flat bottom land, or this flat prairie land up here.
Mm-hmm. And a place where there'll be standing water and cattails, and the ground will be spongy.
Slough or swamp.
Mm-hmm. Any irrigation around here?
Very little.